It is time, excuse me, for the very informative and the highly popular Golf Tip of the Week. KPMG, Ladies Open style.
All right, this week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour, Jim, who said this, but don't answer yet. I play golf with my friends sometimes, but there are never friendly games.
Ooh.
All right. Jim, this week's Tip of the Week is fried egg to win.
Fried egg to win.
All right. That was a little bit lame for the 4th of July tear, but that's okay. All right. So last week you saw in the playoff where Tom Kim ended up in the playoff with Scottie Scheffler to be able to win at the Travelers, and he hit his second shot from the fairway in the first hole of the playoff and came out of it a little bit, ends up going a little bit right, ends up in that famous bunker that Jordan Spieth had holed out of a few years prior. But when he hit this, he hit a lob wedge, a 60-degree wedge. Folks, I don't ever recommend hitting a 60-degree wedge from 90 yards. I don't care who you are. Use a little more finesse and use a different shot. But anyway, his ball lands in the bunker. And because it's coming in at the height that it's coming in, and because it's coming in with the spin that it has on it, it creates a what's called a fried egg in the terms of the world of golf, which a fried egg is when you hit a shot, your ball comes down in the sand, and it displaces the sand, but your ball stays in its pitch mark where it lands, making it look like a fried egg. If you fry eggs.
Yes.
Right? So.
If you're an egg fryer.
If you're an egg fryer. So, Tom Kim hit this shot. He hit this shot, and he did it like anybody else would do it. The ball, first of all, is not going to come out with any spin on it, and it's going to come out at a very low trajectory because you can't get underneath the golf ball as well as what you would with a typical bunker shot. But I'm here to tell you how to get the ball up in the air better.
All right. Let's
all right.
Hear it.
So here's what you're going to do. You're going to get in the bunker, and you're going to take your normal setup like you would for a bunker shot. Your feet are going to be slightly open to the target. We talked about the bunker shot last week where you want to have the club face open and facing down your target line, and you want to imagine a line that club is going to go on toward your target. Well, now you're going to make one minor adjustment. You're going to keep that club face open, and you're going to line up with the heel of the club. The heel, that's where the shaft enters into the head of the club. You're going to line up so the heel of the club, almost the hosel of the club, is right directly behind the golf ball. And you are going to swing that golf club. You're going to swing it on a little bit more of an upright ascent. And then when you swing down, you want to make sure that that hosel goes into the sand as fast as you can on your downswing. And what that's going to do is that's going to get that club to dig deeper than what that pitch mark is the ball is sitting in, so that the loft of the club is what's actually going to be able to, with the sand, lift that ball up. It's going to lift it up. It's going to come out higher. It's going to come out with dead spin, but because it comes out higher and not a low trajectory, the ball is not going to run as far. So you want to get in there, put the hosel of the golf club right behind the golf ball, flex your knees a little bit more, and when you swing, I want you to swing fast through the golf ball with the hosel leading the way into the sand. It's going to pop that golf ball right up and onto the green every time. That, Jim, is your golf tip of the week.
That every time thing sounds like a guarantee to me, Greg.
Is a guarantee as long as I'm the one doing it. That is your tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard. We got you.